So for people who are interested in buying NFTs, buying crypto, what's like your, you have 3 minutes with someone. What's the overall main points that they really need to know
Yeah,
before they
the main
dive
thing
in?
you really want to know if you're getting into like Web3 and buying NFTs, and the second you go from sending crypto outside of a single exchange, you're going to have issues tracking your gains and losses when it comes to your crypto. And that's not something fun. That's not something anyone wants to think about. They're like, oh, I'm going to go buy this, little stupid NFT. But, that if that blows up and makes a lot of money, now you have a tax obligation. And on the other side, you may have losses that can help you when you go to file your return and get more money back. So the first thing I would say is start tracking what you're doing. You can easily do that by using a software. We use Zen Ledger at our firm. You'll see me in some of their content. There's a lot of crypto tax softwares out there. We prefer them. We find it's the most versatile. And if you want to, get involved in something that doesn't not really traded that much or doesn't really have a value in terms of like these altcoins, it will help track it. And then it helps you track your, cost basis when you go to buy an NFT. And maybe you'll hold it for a year and eventually you go to sell it. But it's something similar to when you have a business. You need to keep track of your books. This way, at the end of the year, you have some information to give to your accountant, whether, to give your income and your expenses by your categories of how much you made for the year.